Thank you, Doug. Yes. I'd just like to invite Mike up and he's got some worship songs for us.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's a bit special. We've got Jacob, who's just been at the front here with us. He could have almost led this part of the service. But Jacob is here because he's from Hawke's Bay, and he was supposed to fly back from Dunedin yesterday. So it's a very good reason. I think the psalm that John read this morning explained why he's here. So we've got to leave at 3:30 tomorrow morning to catch a 6:35 flight for Jacob and his two sisters. Jacob's 9, Molly's 7, and Olivia's 5. So they'll be flying to Wellington, where their mother will meet them. And their mother has been away in Costa Rica for 3 weeks. So they're a bit disappointed that they didn't get to see Mummy yesterday. So anyway, the first song this morning, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord. Thirst.
Thank you.
the next one, my spirit yielded 10 days ago, but we had it, must have been a moving of the spirit, we had it last week, so I'd love to have it again. The spirit has moved me for this song. This morning that have accompanied us in Jesus' name.
I thought we'd do something that is done perhaps certainly in this church in the past, and I guess we haven't for a while, and it's a liturgical way of doing things. But I thought it would be a great opportunity today for us to just enter into a prayer of confession. And so often we don't think of it in that way, that there's so many things that happen in our lives that you just take this time to reflect a little. So this is a responsive prayer. And I will read the first part, and if you would respond in bold. And rather just be a rote liturgical thing, I'd encourage us to enter into this. Lord, we've come to see that our lives fall far short of your glory.
Have mercy and forgive us.
And Lord, we have given your life for us and poured out your spirit, yet we fail to return your love with all our heart.
Have mercy and change us.
And too often we're selfish and proud, ignoring the Lord and neglecting others.
Have mercy and cleanse us.
Lord, when we do not truly trust and obey you, we're overwhelmed by self-pity, fear and worry. But have mercy
and deliver us.
In Christ we are given a sure hope and a secure love, yet we follow the false hopes and desires of this world.
Have mercy and forgive us.
Father, through the redeeming death of your Son on the cross, and by your Spirit and through your Word, transform and renew us to follow you with joy. All this we ask, confident in your unchanging faithfulness. Amen. Return from us to others. This is an opportunity for us to pray for others. A lot of stuff happening. I spoke to Greta this morning. She's still coughing a lung or two out. She's not well. And of course, her son-in-law, Stephen, he's still in hospital. He's improved. And he's been able to sit up. They're going to look to take him off the tracheotomy. He's, you know, won't go into too many details, but he's struggling to breathe. All around we heal. It's kind of like some germ warfare, isn't it? So many people have been hit with the flu, and it's getting worse. And I mean, there's some obvious answers to this, but so often we just don't know. But it draws out of our hearts our prayer for others to be healed. And there's some good news in the mix as well. Ethel, you might like to share the good news for concerning Shelley. They would do that. Fiona painted this wonderful picture in a couple of weeks or so ago. It was right in the church there at Waikaka. And this was given to Shelley, but you share a little bit with us.
Shelley came home last Thursday, and she's allowed to be home for a week. And I've given the painting to Brendan because of germs and things like that. Not too many people are allowed to visit her. So Brendan was going to take the painting to her this weekend, but instead they sent her home for a week. And I just want to share something with you. I'll stand up so you can hear it. That's on my phone here, if I can just get it. I explained to her about the painting. She said Brendan had tried to explain it to her, and she wasn't quite sure if he got it right, so I explained it to her by text. And I said, well, maybe that a painting had gifted that to her specifically, because her name had been all over it as she was painting it. And just told her what it meant about the three trees, that the one in the middle was the one that she was walking with God on, that through the path that she was on, and it was for her healing to walk with them. And she came back after that and said, Ethel, thank you for explaining this. You can pass on to church that I'm lucky enough to be in remission after only my first round of chemo. I still have two more to go back for, just to make sure it's all gone. Thank you, everyone, so much, and please thank the painter for the picture. Thank you so much for your thoughts and prayers. They're very much appreciated. And I thought, that's a start for you. She's a lady that will mock God. And so for her to have something like this in front of her and have it explained, and to come back and actually acknowledge that prayer, is a huge thing for her. So keep praying that God, with this picture in front of her, will do some amazing work, that as she sees it, she will know that that path is actually for her, and God will be more than her.
Wonderful. So, school, of course, back to school tomorrow, I believe.
Jacob's having a day off.
What's that? Jacob's having a day off. Good job. And of course, so many people suffering because of the flooding and this weather event. And this, I know people on your heart and mind. So let's take a few moments together as the family and bring these circumstances and people before the Lord for his answer.
God, we just say thank you for the response of Shelley as she has received what you are doing through their painting and the love of others that are praying for her and sharing your love with her. Lord, I pray that her steps will be established, that she will take that journey, that walk with you, and open up more and more to you, because you love her so much. Lord, we just pray for you, for the understanding of her heart. you'll be given light into all the places that need your light, and for that your healing to be established firmly in her body, and for Brendan as well, as he walks with her, that they will be put together in you, and be a story of your rescue and your goodness.
Yes. Mm. Thank you.
So we thank you that you are the answer to every issue of life, to every circumstance of life, and we thank you that that answer is within and before us all.
Mm.
And that, Father, that there is no need for one person to be without hope. And we thank you, Father, for this journey of hope for Shelley and her partner, Lord, and her family, and those around her that care, that it's not just a journey for her, but for each one of them, Father, to find that you are the hope that lays before them. And we thank you, Father, for the miraculous goodness that they will discover along the way, that there will be many discoveries of how good you are. And we declare that over their lives, that you are good, Lord, and that you desire good things for their lives.
That's right.
That you have a plan and a purpose, Lord, to see fulfilled in their lives. And Father, that their lives, Lord, are not insignificant. They will touch many other lives.
Right.
And we thank you for the multiplication, Father, of your miracles and of your love and your goodness abounding around them. In thank Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Father, we bring before you Steve, Topham and Greta as well, Father, that may go by this blue. Father, be with them. Give them strength. And we ask that they would know your love.
Yes.
And give wisdom to those looking after Steve in the hospital. And that you be with Helen and the children.
Yes.
Lord, we just pray for our family in Burkina Faso, Lord, especially James Johnson, the son of Pete and Christine. Lord, we just lift him up to you now as he has malaria. Just ask your hand of healing to be God, help his immune system to fight and give him full health there again, Lord.
Yes.
We pray for the youngs, Jim and Diane in Malawi, and we just pray with them too, as the Muras are with them at the moment, waiting for their visa to get back into Zambia. We just pray for the young couple as they have been rooted and shifted around, and we just pray that you be with them and encourage them too as they wait. Be with Jim and Diane too as they host them there.
Yes.
So bless them as they are together.
Thank you.
Pray for all those made homeless by the recent floods, and those that the volunteers that are out helping as they help to restore order and people back in their homes, safely in their homes, and water may pronounce safe for consumption. So think of all those who have been really upset by a weather event that we have just had. So be with them, thank you.
Yes. Lord, as we bring all these matters before you and others that are silent thoughts in our own minds, and people that we know, people in our family circle who are going through difficult times in all kinds of ways, whether it's their health, whether it's emotional trouble or marriage troubles or even financial troubles. Lord, we thank you that you are the one who is the all-sufficient one. And Lord, may there be cause by your Spirit to draw from you. And we know that there is a practical solution.
And Lord, that Jesus is the solution to that in so many ways. But at the same time, God, we thank you that in the midst of that seemingly non-practical thing that we call faith and we call trust in you, we know there's got to be a practical outworking of that. And so we pray for those, God, who are in situations where they need real help. They need financial help. They need encouragement. They need food. They need water. They need a place to live. They need a roof over their head. They need warmth. And so, God, we pray that they might be positioned in such a way that your people would hear from you and meet those needs. So, God, we thank you as we bring these things to you that we can. And we ask for your goodness to be spread out and, showered all over these things that we ask now. In Jesus' name. Amen.